The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time for Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, with our host, Stefan Schmidt, who is a Marine Services instructor at George Stone Technical College.
That is correct.
How about that? I got all that in one breath almost.
That was pretty good. I liked it. I liked it a lot. So good job.
Welcome. Happy Friday. We've got a guest with you today.
We have a guest. We have a student, Emery. He's with us today. We're going to ask him some questions here in a little bit.
Excellent.
And see how he's doing in class, and we'll see what he says about all that.
Yay. So what's happening? Tell me everything.
So I'm telling you, we are getting it ready for our summer school. Mm-hmm. We got two more weeks left, so we've got a lot of plans going on for that. So we're getting ready to plan 6 weeks of summer school.
Wow.
And 4 weeks in June, 2 weeks in July. I got some field trips already planned. So we're going to Cape Horn Boats.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Blazer Boats. Arco Marine, they're a starter and alternator. They manufacture starters alternators for marine industry here in Pensacola. So we're going to go there as well.
Wow.
And, so it's going to be an exciting time for summer school. I like to do that stuff. And we're going to plan a boat trip somewhere maybe.
Oh, how fun.
Jeff Crane and I have been talking about that, so we're trying to make that happen. So we're trying to make summer school fun.
Yay.
Unlike the normal school time, you know?
So. Yeah, summer school used to be always that thing they dreaded going to, but now it's fun. That sounds like fun to me.
We always have fun. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can give us a call or text. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe a question about the school. Maybe you have a question for Emery.
We'll
be happy to answer that for you as well. You know, maybe you are a person that's thinking about going to school and you don't know about it and you don't know how it's going to be. Emery would be the perfect person to ask that because he came in with very little knowledge and now he's starting to learn. So you can ask him them questions that you may wonder,
yes.
Can I do it? You know? So, Emery would be perfect to answer that question too. 850-437-1620 is that number. Call or text us for sure. So I am the Marine Instructor over at George Stone Technical College, and our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. You can also check them out on Facebook. Remember, for all your repower needs for your Yamaha, Suzuki, Mercury, and that Cox diesel, that's your to-go place to make that happen. Okay, so go-to place, right?
Go-to I was going to say to-go or to-go to.
You can get a motor to-go if you want to. We actually done that, and Emery's going to talk about that a little bit.
I know
bit
exactly
as well.
Why that happened because you were thinking about Sonny's to go.
Oh man, I walked in here
right before.
Elton gets all his free advertising, right? And he was in my place today with my headphones on here in the station, and now I have barbecue on my ear, so you know,
there
I'm
you go.
Smell like barbecue.
So that's
all day
why
long.
You were saying to go, so it's the go to place.
I've got a nice video of him on my YouTube channel as well, so you guys need to check out that YouTube channel. Boat Smart, Tricks of the Trade, you'll find it, okay?
Cool.
So go check it out. I'm putting all my shows up there from here. We're videotaping everything, and we're putting it up. And we had some glitches with that. And, Meg, I want to thank you for helping me get that squared away.
Well, I had some help, I have to say.
I'm telling you, we were having problems about a month ago. I could not get my audio to line up.
We couldn't figure it out, but what had happened about a month ago, we put a whole new software system in on the tech side, which I know very little about. But I had no idea it would affect his YouTube broadcast because the sound was out of sync, if that makes sense to folks.
I was so frustrated, you know, and I kept trying. It was instead of being 30 minutes of making something happen when I edit my videos and stuff, I was on it for hours and hours.
I was
just having a fit, and you and I were talking, and you said, hey, we changed things about a month ago. Exactly when that happened, you know. So we're able to figure it out. I'm so happy y'all are working with me on that, making
Absolutely.
That happen. And so now we can get our shows back up on YouTube, and they're all up there. They're all updated, so check that out. Hey, go to George Stone Facebook page and like George Stone.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were talking yesterday in a meeting, and we're trying to get the word out. We continue to do that. That's why we do the show, trying to get the word out. And Facebook is one of their main areas to get the word out, other than the radio station. We do a lot of advertising through mm-hmm. the radio station here as well, but we're trying to get into the social media stuff because younger people like that
you
kind of stuff.
You have to in this day and age. I mean, so, we offer digital advertising as well.
Yeah, and we're working with you guys on mm-hmm. that too. So,
yeah.
So we're making that happen. Jesse Wolf is our, he's in charge of our advertising
mm-hmm.
and he's doing a great job with that. So, yeah. So it's been a busy, busy week over there. I want to give a shout out to Tyler Madison. He starts his co-op on Monday. So he's going down
to one of your students.
And one of my students will be co-oping. That means he's out working in the field.
Okay.
So that's awesome. Our student of the month, Matthew Roth. Congratulations to Matthew. He's just doing a great job in our class as well. So he's
Yay.
Our student of the month.
Congratulations.
He got that nice prize that somebody donates to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
$100 or more worth of tools.
Wow.
He got a nice cup from BlinkFest Creations.
Nice.
He got a certificate and, of course, applause from the class and stuff. And my class, the students vote. For student of the month, and it's the students that put them in there, not me, you know.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so it's
That's
a great
awesome.
Thing. It's a great thing. So we're just having a good time over there, and a lot of learning,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things going on, trying to wrap it up for the end of the year and just get everything done, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. So, yeah, 850-437-1620. You may have a question or comment for Emery. And, Emery, I am so glad you're here today, and welcome to Boat Smart. And we want to talk about what you got going on over there. We were talking out in the lobby, and you said you just want to tell people what you got going on. So I'm going to just let you do that.
All right. I'm Emery. I go to George Stone. I started in August of 24. And pretty much the past 2 weeks, I've been on, like, two projects. One is a repower, and the other one is just 100-hour. And basically... Repower is...
I was just going to ask you because I have no idea what what's a repower, Emery?
For example, the customer's boat had no fuel pressure. So, and my partner also broke a cylinder on it. So we had to kind of fix it. But basically a repower is the customer has the option to just... It's pretty much like a phone upgrade. Like you upgrade your motor. And he got a 115 from a 90.
I think it was a 75.
Or 75.
Yep, 75 horse.
Lots of boats.
Yep.
So basically, we just take the old motor off, and then with time and patience, we put the new one on and re-rig it. So we got to run, it's a Yamaha, so we had to run YDIS on it, change oil, gear it up. Pretty much, it's just like a new installation.
Mm-hmm.
You just re-rig everything.
So wow. What is YDIS for people that don't know that?
Think of it like, how can I say this? It's like an access manager for the motor.
Mm-hmm.
You can run things, see if things work on it. It shows like the RPMs. It shows pretty much anything maintenance-wise on there too. And you can also run, like, gauges on it and, like, test stuff. It's like a tester.
Mm-hmm.
It's diagnostic software.
Yeah, that
basically.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So they're learning how to do that, and he's just getting into that
mm-hmm.
right now. So he's learning diagnostic software and stuff like that. And when you rig a motor out like that, a brand-new motor, we always try to get a download so we know. That's just a good technique that dealerships should use when they put a new motor on.
Mm-hmm.
Get a download of the motor the way it is day one, right? So you always have something to go back to. In case they come back with a problem or something, you always compare your download
to your baseline.
To, it's your baseline for that motor, right?
Yeah, right.
And you keep that on the file, and they learn how to do that as well. They download it. We put it in the customer file. So when the customer comes back for that, we know where he was on day one.
That's amazing. Because yeah. I think about the old days. There was none of that. It didn't have any kind of digital help. You had to look, get out your magnifying glass.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And look and see what was going on. So now, what a great tool.
It really has changed a lot. And the students now are learning those kind of things. So you're doing the repower. And on top of the repower, what are the kind of things you're doing in the boat as well? Because we always try to give a little extra when we're doing repower. So what other stuff we're doing in the boat?
Well, if your boat's dirty, we'll clean it. Fix up any like loose wires. Also, he had two fuel pumps. So we had to remove another one because he wasn't using the first one he had. So we had to do that, clean that up. We do trailer work.
What kind of things do you do with trailers?
We like, well, if your tires are flat, we'll fill them up.
Well, that's probably a good place to start. Make sure your tires are flat, aren't flat.
Yeah, so you can do it, all that stuff. You can check things. You can do all kinds of stuff if you want to do that as well. So, yep. So that's good, too. So we go in and we check the trailers, make sure the trailer is in good shape, all that kind of stuff as well. So we do that. And we're trying to get Emery's mic squared away here. He's a little taller than the most normal people that I bring in his classroom. So we're trying to get him right on that mic. There you go. That's a little bit better.
There we go.
And so we do a lot of trailer work, lights and stuff like that as well. You comfortable?
Yes, sir.
That's my fault not getting you comfortable when you sit down there. So we're good.
No, we're good. It's all good.
Yep, yep. So he's talking about the fuel tank. Well, actually, when this boat came in, it had two fuel tanks, right?
Oh.
And we kind of noticed that on these pontoon boats, these later pontoon boats, they stick the fuel tanks down in the well area where the engine is mounted, okay, in a splash well, if you want to call it that. And it had an old fuel tank in there that the customer wasn't using anymore because apparently it had issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at the job and we said, can we remove this fuel tank and how can we make that happen, right? So explain to the listeners what we had to do to make that happen as far as getting that fuel tank out.
So basically, it's filled with fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to drill a hole at like the base, tiny hole, fill up some buckets with the old fuel. Then we had to unbolt where it sat in, remove that, rebolt it, very hard work, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, so, you know, and he, like you said, very hard work,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you need to learn that kind of stuff, right? You don't know what you're going to run into in a repower. There's
right.
a lot of extra things that you may have to do, wiring, batteries, switches, things like that, gauges and that kind of stuff. So they actually had to get under the boat and kind of figure out, okay, there's not a service manual for this, right? I'm the service manual.
You are the service manual.
But we put our heads together, and I mm-hmm. listened to what they wanted to do and what I wanted to do and different techniques, right? So I allow the students to come up with their ideas as well, you know. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. They had these ideas. They want to lift the boat and try it that way and that. And I was kind of like leaning toward the other way, you know, not lifting the boat.
Sometimes you learn more from trial and error, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I allow them to do. You know, you mm-hmm. can learn from their mistakes, if you will,
sure.
that kind of stuff, right? So we decided not to lift the boat, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, maybe lifting the boat might have been a little easier, I don't know, but a lot of times I don't like have a boat over somebody while they're working on it as well, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's not good.
Safety's an issue mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff, but we always do things to make it safer,
right?
You know, we put stands under it and stuff like that, so we do try to do that. 850-437-1620. We got a text over
we
there?
Have a text.
Okay.
We do have a question, and this is for Emery. It says, question for Emery: what kind of certifications do you earn and how long does it take to get them?
So how the certifications work, there's three tests. There's two tests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 150 inline and 250
the V engine.
Yep. And there's also like there's OCPs, there's A through F. And there's like different hours for each OCP.
What does OCP stand for?
Occupational completion points, or it's
okay.
actually the what the state mandates that we teach.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So each section OCP, like our very first one is two-stroke theory, marine rigger is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Two-stroke theory, tools, maintenance, that kind of stuff, and it just brings it into basics. And then the second one, we get into four-stroke stuff, and then the third part, we get into the laptops and stuff like that.
So this
and
is Emory's, very thorough.
It is.
This training.
It is. Yeah, and it just, you know, it kind of keeps them in line and progresses them from a point of not knowing something and trying to build on that. So I do want to ask Emery, when you came into class how much did you really know? Tell me, you know, because I remember. So, yeah, and then, you know, it's the way it is sometimes, mm-hmm. and I want the listeners to know that. So, day one,
I was actually very scared because I had, like, I didn't even have a mechanical background. Like, I didn't even use tools, nothing.
Oh, so you would be a kindred soul with me. Because I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
I was trying to think. You were using an electric tool or a hand tool. Was it a drill or something? Or what was it the very first thing, and you didn't have no idea how to use it? It was something of that nature. And it was something that
it may have been a drill.
I think it might have been a drill, okay? And the thing is, you really have to start thinking about those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Okay, as an instructor, right? So you go over and drill this hole or whatever, right? I have no idea that they didn't know how to drill a hole. And a lot of times we do get students that come in that have no idea about that. They may not even know what a 9/16 wrench is or a screwdriver. And we try to say we like I got a mouse in my pocket, you know. But I try to bring them up to a level of understanding, right?
Sure.
And once I understood that, I was able to help him and just, you know, bring my down to
your
a level.
Expectations down.
Yes,
just
a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to look at it. I brought my expectations down so we can increase my expectations later, right? For what Emery can do, right?
That's right.
So when you came in, you had very little knowledge of tools or anything.
How long ago was that, Emery?
August. I don't remember the day, but it was in August of 24.
So now how do you feel compared to where you are now compared to that first day?
I definitely can do a lot more than I could the first day.
And he's still learning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Emery, the good thing about Emery is he's there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's willing to learn. I'm trying to work with him and get him out of the media room a little bit more, trying to get more hands-on. You know, and they don't. I don't know if they mind or not, but he's a little timid about getting in there, right?
I can understand
so
that.
So I try to, and I've told you, and I told you before, I said, you need to get in there, haven't I?
Yeah.
Get in there and do it, you know. And sometimes it means, hey, you need to tell this student, the one that really wants to get in there, hey, I need to get in there and do this, right? We've gone to service schools when I was back owning a business and running at different dealerships. And when you go to these service schools for Mercury, Yamaha, and that kind of stuff, you're usually paired up with three people, okay, or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always somebody that already knows everything that wants to put their hands on everything, right? And if you're not assertive, you end up being the one standing back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to teach the students that they need to get their hands in there and their eyes and everything, you know. Don't be rude about it or anything, but take an opportunity to get close to the project, right? And we've talked about that, right?
Yes, sir.
So he is a little bit timid, and you can understand that,
sure.
You know, with the fact the goal is to make him confident. And that's what we're working on, is working on confidence. Part of having him on the show today, you know, get his confidence up and stuff like that. So, all right, so we got the rig going on, and you said, I like what he said, and just 100 hour, right?
Mm-hmm. Just throw it away.
Just 100 hour. We're just doing 100 hour. And, you know, that's the way you said that. It's becoming to a point of he understands what 100 hour inspection is, you know, oil change, water pump.
Just
a
100 hour.
Just
right.
a 100 hour inspection.
Love it.
And day one, you couldn't say just 100 hour, could you?
I didn't even know what that was.
Right. All right.
Well, if it makes you feel any better.
So that shows you, you know, that they are starting to learn and they're thinking about the projects and stuff that they're doing. You know, some intimidating, some are not. Some are, you know, learning events. You know, that kind of thing. So just 100 hour. You know. So 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question for me or Emery, you know, that we're
this
more
is
happy
boat
to,
smart and it's yeah, time to get those boats
boat
in
smart.
The water.
Yep, that's right. So you're trying to get your boat in the water and all that stuff. This weekend's kind of looking a little rough, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you never know, because we're in that funny space. It could be out in Pensacola raining and on the beach sunny. You just never know.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that we can get one day in this weekend. You know, I'm doing the Navy Days parade tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So we're pulling a float for the Yaya, so I'll be downtown tomorrow. Hopefully that'll happen, because that's just an awesome parade out there celebrating our military people, you know. So we're gonna be doing that tomorrow too. So yep. So we've got the 100 hour, you got your you got a couple things going on, right?
Yes, sir.
Is it hard to multitask?
It depends on the task.
Okay.
Like I wouldn't say it was hard to multitask the two projects that I'm on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things that are like, you'll have to do all this one day, and then the next day you have to go work on this one. Because the customers want their boats all in different times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a time crunch, really.
What is your most challenging part of being in our class? What do you think is your most challenging right now?
I'd say the most challenging part of the class is the school part.
Okay.
Like the test, reframing all information. Like I can reframe information, but there's just like little bits, little pieces that just go over my head. So I have to go back and look into it again and again.
Okay. So you can retain the information and understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you take notes, Emery?
I do.
You do? Okay. I'm going to check his notebook out when I get back.
I'm staying out of it.
I'm always saying you guys need to take notes. It's important, isn't it?
It is.
It's very important that you take notes.
It helps.
Yep. So what areas do you think you need to work on as far as in class goes right now? What do you think? Okay, when I go back to school Monday and I go into summer school, what do I want to work on to make me better?
Time management.
Okay.
That is a life skill, let me tell you, because that is a challenge for all of us.
Yeah.
Really, don't feel bad. I mean, that is a challenge for all of us, but especially as a student.
Yeah. Explain what do you think? How are you going to make that happen? Tell me about that. What's your plans?
Stay out of the media room.
Stay out of the media room. You know, we have the media room, and that's where we have our computers. That's where we can do things. And a lot of times it becomes a room of phones and talking.
Escape.
And
the social room.
A social room, right?
Okay, I can see
and
that.
Last night I mentioned, I went on a rant last night, okay? Did I go on a rant?
He did.
Do you like my rants?
It was all right.
It was all right. He don't like them. So, you know, what I see, you know, when we were talking about critical thinking skills and things like that and phones and all that stuff, I bring that up in the classroom and I get upset with that stuff. And the being upset is because I expect so much out of y'all. That's where I get upset. And then I start thinking, what am I doing wrong? You know, what can I do to make it better? You know, so I'm hard on myself, but I'm also hard on the students. And sometimes I get frustrated with it, you know.
Well, it's a different language today, Stefan. Because I feel like my generation, we talk directly to each other. And the kids today, they text, they email. It's different. There's a different way of communicating. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. I think that's true. But I think there has to be a way that we can kind of get that out of the, where it's 100% of your
absolutely
thing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I mentioned no phone days, and I thought Emery's head was going to blow off his head. He was like, looked at me, and his eyes were big. What day is that going to be, right? Didn't you?
I was just making sure so I could prepare.
All right, he's going to prepare.
Yeah, I was going to say, he feels a cold
he's
coming
gonna
on.
Bring his, he's going to bring his the throwaway phone.
I don't know.
But, yeah, what do they call that?
Burner phone.
Burner phone, yeah. So he's going to bring that on that day. You know, but we're always trying to help with the students and the challenges and stuff. And I think a lot of it is that we need to understand where they came from. We got a text?
We do. And we just have a couple minutes to answer it. But the question is, can a faulty thermostat cause a rough ride on a two-stroke?
Okay. So depending on the motor, okay, a faulty thermostat, can cause an engine overheat, but it also can cause an engine to run cool, okay, on the overheat side, that's bad news, okay? You get the engine overheats, and if you're not paying attention, you can do a lot of damage internally, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a motor that, depending on the motor, if it's running cool and it's a fuel-injected motor, he said two-stroke, right?
So yes,
it could have an ECM on it, depending on what it is. The motor could actually be running cool and sending a message to the ECM, the computer, I'm running cool, I need to bump up my idle, I need to change my fuel, I need to change my ignition timing and all this stuff because I'm running cool, I need to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it never warms up, it's always going to be in a state of trying to find its temperature.
Okay.
Right? So it's going to cause a higher RPM, maybe rough running, that kind of stuff. So
you probably need to get the thermostat fixed?
Definitely, no. And you don't take them out, you have to have a thermostat in the motor, okay? Mm-hmm. You have to maintain the temperature of the motor.
Okay.
So that's very important to do that.
Great.
We are
question.
Running out of time. Emery,
yes.
I appreciate you being here today.
Thank
you.
Got
anything
for having
real quick
me.
You want to add? You got 2 seconds. Put him on the spot. Join the Marine Service Technology class is not that bad, right?
That's right.
It's not.
How do they do it? Tell us your numbers, way to contact you.
Just go out to the website, georgestonecollege.edu. Chat feature, you can get a hold of me or anybody else out at George Stone. More than happy to escort you to the shop and talk to you about Marine Service Technology.
Go. And if you want to see what these guys look like, you can check them out on
It's Boat Smart. Yep, Smart. Tricks of the Trade.
On YouTube. Also on our page, newsradio923.com, we have the podcast there for you. Have a great weekend. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Emery, great to see you. Come back.
Thanks for having me.
This is Pep Talk and Boat Smart.